Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and we are very happy and very honored to once again have an opportunity to connect with you. So one of the things that we'd like to talk about today is in regards to how you are processing information through your environment. Which operating system are you using? Are you using the third dimensional filter of the mind? Or are you using the multi-dimensional filter of the heart center? Now, as you agreed to incarnate into the third dimension, part of the construct of the game is that you are perceiving reality through a linear perspective, that you think that you are only on one timeline, that that's all that exists, that you don't see the other probabilities and possibilities that are right beside you. And that is a thrill for you. It's a bit like riding a roller coaster. You know, you don't know what twist or turn is coming around the next corner. But when you're in all the other dimensions above the third, you have a multi-dimensional experience. You know who and what you are, and you have the ability to shift your energy much, much easier. And, you know, it's just part of the game. It's not that one is better than the other. It's just different games that you're playing. So to come down to the third dimension and to have this linear experience is quite unique. It allows for very unique perspectives, very unique experiences that can't be had in other dimensions. So there is tremendous value to being in density, value of experience, exploration. And we want you to be able to appreciate that. We know that as you're going through this transition, many of you say, you know, this is a horrible state for me to be in. I don't want to be here. How did I incarnate to this planet? I've been dropped on a rock and they've all abandoned me, all my friends, all my angelic friends, my celestial friends, God. But in reality, it is you who have chosen to come down to this perspective. And your friends are standing right beside you. You've just got your back turned to them. So that you can have this experience of feeling isolated, separate, alone. And in order to have that experience, you've got to be processing everything through the mind. Because when you work from your heart center, when you get yourself operating through that multi-dimensional filter of the heart, you can connect to your friends. You feel them. You feel your connection to Source. You feel your connection to all things. You remember who and what you are, that you are an expanded being of light, that you have projected yourself into this game, that you chose to come to this game, and you understand what you're doing playing the game. You understand your position, your role, and what experiences you wanted to explore, who you asked to assist you, who are your teammates. All of these things are available to you when you're processing through your heart center. The filter of the mind cannot contain all the data that's available to you in the multi-dimensional perspective. It wasn't designed for it. It was meant to discard information so that you could have this unique experience. Now, when you get yourself heart-centered, the heart can hold all of that information. It's like a refined sieve where nothing gets through. All the data gets processed. So as you go through this process of ascension, you're going to start using this multi-dimensional filter more and more. Because as you shift beyond the range of the third dimension, you're playing a different game. And that game requires you to utilize all of the dimensional information as opposed to the 3D, which is just asking you to use just the linear perspective. So all the other multidimensional aspects of the information that you receive get discarded. If you're having a challenging time, one of the things you can do is to visualize in your mind's eye at about third eye level a beautiful orb of light and see yourself dropping that orb of light from the third eye, you processing it in the mind, dropping it down to your heart center. Because literally the third dimensional mind cannot read the coding of the light. The language of light that's available, it cannot read all those frequencies. So when you drop it into the heart center, the heart can process all of that information. And the act of visualizing it will shift you from the mind, the analytical part of the mind, to the creative part of the mind. Now, it is the creative part of the mind that is the filter, the part of the filter for the third dimensional game that allows you connection to source energy. All right, that's one way of thinking about it. It's using the mind in conjunction with the heart center. All right, but the way that you experience it in the 3D body is that the creative aspect of the mind, because the mind is all that you think that you have, that it is your connection to source. So that's why oftentimes when you all make connections to your guides or you're trying to receive information, you discount it because you think that it is just your imagination, because it feels very similar to you just being creative. But the more you work with it, the more you begin to identify that there is a subtle frequency to it that is different than just you being creative. There is a different signature to the energy. And the more you work with it, the more obvious it becomes. And you begin to identify it a bit easier each time. So we invite you to start operating more and more through your heart center. Start being observant of how you're processing things. Are you grinding it through the mind? Or are you allowing it to flow simply through the heart center? And it feels very different when you process information that way. Most of you are unconscious as you move through your day that you are just up in your head. You're thinking about things that happened yesterday, or how in the world are you going to manipulate events, control events to get things to work out the way that you want for tomorrow. Or you're just not being present and experiencing whatever is in front of you. When you are in the now moment, you are in your heart center. Always. When you are experiencing what it is you're really doing. A lot of times you get sidetracked. All right. And that you are no longer in the now. You start thinking about the past or the future. That goes back to the head. That goes back to the old operating system. That's where all of that is processed. But now we want to get you into the now. We want to get you present, and that's all about utilizing the new operating system. If you want to think of it like a computer, your computer can't run two operating systems at the same time. All right, you got to choose one or the other. Now, some programs will run on both, but they may run differently. All right, one, it may run a little better on the new version. All right, it still works in a lower form in the old operating system. So you are slowly changing the system with which you're working with until you get to a point here vibrationally that you will cross the barrier of the third dimensional range into the new game of the multi-dimensional perspective, and then you've got to use the new operating system. But you're not going to cut off and go over to the new system until you're absolutely ready. So we just want to throw some things out there. I want to get you out of your head and into your heart. Even with this channeling, if you're having a difficult time really processing it, imagine all the information we've just given you as this orb, and you drop that orb down into your heart center. You don't have to do anything with it. All right. What will happen, it will unfold and you will have an inner knowing. You may not have all the language for it, because some of the ideas and concepts that exist in the multidimensional perspective do not exist in the third dimensional realm of linear time and space. So you may not have language for it, but inside, in your heart center, you have that internal knowing. It just is. You don't have to speak it, but you know it. And that's a very different perspective, and it can make some of you very uncomfortable, because it activates your control issues. It activates your trust issues, support. A lot of fears can get activated. And if you're aware of that, if you're aware of the fears coming up, then, well done. Just acknowledge that they're there. See how they're serving you. Why you've created them in the first place. And at that point, you've shifted All right. When you start to look at it from that perspective, you've shifted from the old operating system down to the new one of the heart center. And when you do that, you are able to neutralize the charge. You're able to integrate, let go of all judgment. It's quite simple. It is not complicated in how you all integrate. But your belief systems and working through the head and staying in the old operating system make it very, very challenging. All right. From there, yes, it's complicated. Very, very complicated. But when you drop down to the heart center, it's all very, very easy. It's all very easy because you have the support of the system itself. Where in the mind doesn't know what to do with it. And so, yes, it's hard from there. So as you go here, just be aware of where your focus is. Are you in your head or are you in your heart? And don't beat yourself up, because if you find yourself in one space or the other, it doesn't matter. Just be mindful, pun intended, and put yourself in your heart center. All right? And the more time you spend there, the easier it's going to be for you to retrieve information, the easier it's going to be for you to connect with yourself, to your guides, to source energy. You're going to feel like you're in the flow of things. Life gets much, much easier. So have fun. We're around, we're watching, we're waiting, and we're sending many well wishes, dears.